in which they were able to defeat Plainwell in the first ball game for their first win of the season, but not as fortunate in the championship game as their offense was completely throttled by the Jenison Wildcats in a 61-29 loss. Hudsonville Unity Christian comes into the ballgame with a record of 3-2. They are the defending champion in the OK Green Conference, and they have a lot of talent back from that championship team from last year. And one guy in particular that we're going to keep an eye on tonight, Michael Wilkes, who is a terrific, terrific scorer for Unity. He had 34 points on Tuesday night as Unity came from behind to knock off Allendale by a score of 52-51. And this ball game pits two of the most experienced high school basketball coaches in the entire West Michigan region. In fact, they're standing a few feet away from me right now, right in front of the scorer's table, discussing basketball, no doubt. Mickey Cochran, of course, on the Zeeland East sideline in his 30th year as the Chicks head coach. And on the Unity side, Scott Sosma, who's done a terrific job. He's in his 22nd year, 300 games during his tenure with the Crusaders, including a 16-7 record a year ago. The Chicks captains making their way out to half court, and the Unity captains making their way over as well, shaking hands with the officials and going over the ground rules for tonight's ball game. The girls varsity game between Zeeland East and Unity just ended a short time ago, and Zeeland East made it interesting early. They were only down 3 at the half against Unity by a score of 18-15. But then the Crusaders turned it on in the second half, blew the game open, and ended up winning it by a score of 55-25. Danielle Schutte led the Chicks with 8 points in the ball game, while for Unity Christian, Aubrey Skierbeek and Caroline Postma each had 13. And Unity, a very young team, just two seniors on the roster, but very, very talented. And they were able to turn it on in the second half and come away with the victory. When we come back, we will talk more about these two ball clubs on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But first, you're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHDC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for tonight's game between Zeeland East and Unity Christian. Fans streaming into the gymnasium here. We should have a pretty decent crowd on hand tonight. Good showing of fans here from Zeeland East. And, of course, Unity always has a very, very good section of supporters, and they travel everywhere with their Crusaders. They really, basketball has been a long-standing tradition of excellence at Unity Christian High School. Zeeland East comes in with a record of 1-4. The Chicks have had problems scoring most of the season. That has been one of the big problems for the Chicks so far in the early stages. They are only averaging 42 points a ball game in their last contest against Jenison last Friday. They managed only 8 points in the first half and 12 points in the first three quarters against a Jenison defense. And in fairness to the Chicks, Jenison had just the type of size that and defensive intensity that you don't see a lot at the high school level. They were able to, at various times in the ball game, have defenders out on the front line who were 6'5", 6'8", and 7'1". And the Chicks really had difficulty moving the basketball around against the Wildcats. And it's not going to be that much easier tonight against Unity because the Crusaders also bring a lot of size, although certainly not to the level that Jenison had. They have 5 guys that are 6'5" or taller, including a couple of 6'7" guys. And they're gonna be tested tonight, no doubt. A guy that has been carrying the load offensively for the Chicks so far has been Kylan Barton, a 6'1" sophomore guard. And he had 19 points in the tournament opener last Thursday a week ago Thursday against Plainwell, a 54-41 victory over the Trojans. But then Barton was shut down in the Jennison ballgame as he had difficulty getting his shot off. He only had 2 points in the ballgame. Ike Tilden led the Chicks with 9 points in the contest. In the earlier ballgames, the Chicks scored only 34 points against Holland Christian in a 50-34 loss. Then they put 58 points on the board, which was their high watermark scoring-wise this season, in a four-point loss against Hudsonville, and then lost to Grand Rapids South Christian by a score of 54-37. So I mean, it gives you some indication of the difficulties that the Chicks have had offensively. And Mickey Cochran still trying to find some guys who can put the ball in the basket. Kylan Barton obviously has shown the ability at times to do that. But they really need to find one or two other guys to be consistent scorers if the Chicks are going to be competitive in the OK Black Conference. And this is going to be their last non-conference game before they start conference play coming up on Tuesday right here at Zeeland East as they take on the Sailors of Muskegon Mona Shores and their new head coach. Although I hesitate to use the term new coach, he's certainly been well-traveled in basketball circles. Gene Gifford, who was the coach at Muskegon Community College for many years, and more recently the varsity coach at Olivet College in the MIAA, and now he's at Mona Shores High School to lead the Sailors, and he's got Mona Shores playing pretty good basketball right now. When we come back, we'll talk about the Unity Christian Crusaders, but first let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Just a few minutes away from tip time here as Zeeland East gets ready to take on Hudsonville Unity Christian. The Crusaders are 3-2 so far on the season. They opened with a 64-46 victory over Grand Rapids Covenant Christian, then defeated Calvin Christian by a score of 48-43. They then lost to Hudsonville 59-46 and dropped an overtime decision to South Christian 50-46. And then on Tuesday night, they came back from a 9-point deficit at the start of the fourth quarter. They outscored Allendale 19-9 over the final 8 minutes to beat the Falcons by a score of 52-51. And leading the way for Unity was Michael Wiltz, a 6'5 senior forward. He had 34 points against Allendale, and he has been the go-to scorer for Coach Scott Sosma. He is averaging over 22 points a ball game, and I think his low water mark in terms of points scored this year has been 16. And once he gets the ball down on the low block, he is very, very difficult to stop. But he is certainly not the only weapon for the Crusaders. They have a very good size along the front line. They'll start Alec Jolman in the center position. He's also 6'5", like Wilkes, has a little more beef on him. And then they can come off the bench with a couple of 6'7 guys in Ben Brinks and Austin Biker, and as well as a 6'5 guy in Trevor Nyholt. So a significant size advantage for Unity Christian in this ball game, and then you look at Unity, and you got the experience of a guy like Scott Sosma along the sideline. He's coached at Unity for 22 years, but before that, he had a great run as head basketball coach at Northern Michigan Christian High School in McBain, where he won a state Class D championship back in 1987. So Scott Sosma's been around the track a few times. He is a terrific, terrific coach, one of the great basketball minds in high school hoops around the area. And we're approaching the start of the tip for tonight's ball game. Let's take one final two-minute timeout, Lindsay Michaels, and then we'll be back with the opening tip and the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School. Time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Chicks and the Unity Christian Crusaders. First for Unity, coached by Scott Sosma in his 22nd year as head coach at Unity. He's assisted by Bruce Capel and Brad Schneiders. Starting at one guard is Nick DeVries, a 6'1" senior. He's joined in the backcourt by Trent Vector, a 6'3" junior guard. He'll be the point guard for the Crusaders. Starting at a forward, Michael Wilkes, the guy we told you about. He's averaging over 22 a ball game. That's his uniform number, as a matter of fact. He's a 6'5" senior. Also up front, Austin Bykirk, a 6'7" junior. And then finally at center for Unity will be Alec Jolman. He is a senior, 6'5", and he's averaging about 12 points a ball game on the course of the season. For the Zealandese Chicks, coached by Mickey Cochran in his 30th year, assisted by David Klein and Josh Grunhoff. They'll send out at a forward Ben Ritzma, a 6'3" sophomore. He'll be joined up front by Ike Tilden, a 6'2" junior. At center for the Chicks is Josh Hart, a 6'3" junior. In the backcourt will be Noah Pohl, a 6'1" junior. And finally, Kylan Barton, a 6'1" sophomore, who's been the Chicks' leading scorer on the course of the year, averaging a little over 10 a ball game. He had 19 against Plainwell last week. The Chicks are in the white uniforms with gold numerals and brown trim. Unity in the navy blue uniforms with silver numerals and white trim. The officials for tonight's ball game: Edward Hudson, Raleigh Madison, and our old friend Pat Segman, the former Hope College Flying Dutchman, a member of the 1996 and 98 Final Four teams for the Flying Dutchman. The opening tip-off of tonight's game presented by Sawmill Laundromat, offering drop-off laundry service. I'd like to tell you that this game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The two teams shake hands. We're about ready to get this one underway. The Chicks will go left to right across your radio dial. It'll be Josh Hart jumping center against Austin Bykirk. The Chick Coop in full force tonight off to my right. Edward Hudson steps in the circle. The ball tapped in the air, and Unity controls it. Wilkes has it way outside on the left. Gives it up to Vector in the corner. Down low to Jolman. Jolman turn around, hook, and it's good. Right away, Unity goes down low to Jolman, and he puts it in. 2-0 Crusaders. We played 15 seconds. Paul with it in the front court for the Chicks. Outside to Ritzma. Unity opens in a man-for-man. That is traditional with Scott Sotsma. Tilden outside to Pohl. Noah will back things, try to set the offense. Ritzma back outside to Pohl. They swing it around the perimeter. Tilden has it now. Right side, cross-court feed, Ritzma. Ben puts it on the floor, comes to the free-throw line. Barton has it now on the left side. Kylan, shake and bake. Pull-up jumper, 15 feet. That shot was partially blocked, and Vector comes away with the rebound for Unity. Ahead to Wilkes. Front court now to Bykirk. Wilkes with a move around Ritzma. He's cut off on the baseline. Sends it back outside to Jolman. Jolman turns in the paint. Puts up an 8-footer. It's good. Alec Jolman with two quick baskets to start the ball game. Unity leads it 4-0. Paul comes to work in the front court for the Chicks. Leaves it outside for Ritzma. Ritzma, Jolman jumps out on him. Ritzma looks down low. There's a shot by Hart. Misses badly. Vector with a rebound. Here come the Crusaders. Wilkes into the front court. Wilkes drives on Ritzma, cut off on the baseline. Outside, here's DeVries. Over to Biker. Biker drives the lane, and we got a whistle. Oh, we got a hell ball. Kylan Barton was able to tie up Biker, and the best possession arrow favors the Chicks. Nice defensive play there by Kylan Barton. We played a minute and a half. Unity with a 4-0 lead. Paul with it in the front court. Crossover move. Loses his balance. Ball, not a good pass. And Wilkes takes away. Here's a long pass. Vector breaking ahead of the pack. Drives left side. His shot is blocked by Tilden. And somehow he did it without committing the foul. It's going to stay Unity basketball. Scott Sozman with that familiar blue towel in his hand. He's kind of like a little like Jerry Tarkanian with the towel thing. Here's a shot on the way by Wilkes. No good. Rebound battle for. Here comes Barton the other way for the Chicks. He's got Tilden ahead of him. Doesn't see him. And Hart gets the pass, drives down the lane, and we got contact. That's going to be on Michael Wilkes, his first foul of the ball game on either team. 6:09 to go, first quarter. 4-0 Unity in the lead. hole. Sends it outside to Ritzma. Ritzma between the circles over to Tilden. Tilden looks low. Now puts it on the floor. Goes to the baseline. Underneath, outside Ritzma. Ben tries to penetrate. Taps it back out to Barton. Noah Pohl has it now. Pohl thought about it. Three can't pull it on Vector. Drives it fake. Puts up an 8-footer. No good. Rebound. Bodies go flying everywhere. And Hart and Wilkes both went down hard, and it's going to stay East basketball, I think. It is going to stay Chick's ball. Inbounds comes to Pohl. They swing it around the perimeter of Tilden. Knight can't pull the trigger on the shot. Here comes Britzma down the lane. He has the ball knocked off his knees by Joelman, and it's a turnover for the Chicks. So the Chicks are on a goose egg right now. We've played 2.5 minutes. With it in the front court is Vector. Here's a pull-up jumper by Vector. No good. And the rebound to Ritzma for the Chicks. Outlet to Pohl. East on the run. Pohl drives the lane, puts up a running 8-footer. No good. Off to the right. And we get a whistle on the rebound. DeVries had the rebound, and it looks like he was fouled. That's going to be on Hart. That's Josh's first. 5:18 to go, first quarter. With it in the backcourt is Nick DeVries, one-on-one against Mike Tilden. DeVries works it across the timeline. Bounce pass right side to Wilkes. Wilkes, guys. Reverse layup, no good around Barton. Joelman with the offensive board, but he has it taken away by Tilden and taken right back by Vector. Trent Vector. Here's an entry pass down low to Bykirk, and Bykirk threw it away. Chicks come the other way. Looking for their first points of the ball game. Barton left side. Down low to Hart. Hart bobbles, gets it back. Works underneath against Joelman. Reverse layup. Nice move by Josh Hart, and he put it in. So the Chicks on the board with 4:39 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 Unity in the lead. Wilkes works it up slowly for the Crusaders. Wilkes will drive the right side of the basket. Drives to the hole. He got knocked to the deck, and we got a foul. I think this is going to go on Barton. Kylan Barton picks up his first foul. Subs wait on at the scorer's table for both teams. Michael Wilkes is averaging over 22 a ball game at the line to shoot two. First free throw on the way. Nothing but net. Corey Muson, a 6'1 senior. And Zach Yebin, a 6-foot junior, check in for the Chicks. And for Unity, they bring in more size. Trevor Nyholt, he's a 6'5 senior, although I think 6'5 might be a little conservative. He looks more like 6'7. Both free throws good. Matt Velder also in the ball game as well. He's a 5'11 junior. Both free throws good for Wilkes, and it is 6-2 Unity. And here's a pass from Pohl, and Gavin vacated the spot that Pohl was going to pass to. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's a turnover. 4:18 to go, first quarter. 6-2 Crusaders in the lead. In the front court is Velder. Top of the circle now is Nyholt. Here's a three from Wilkes, right side. No good off the front. Ritzma has the rebound. Ahead to Pohl. Here come the Chicks on the run. Muson tries to fill the lane. Pohl drives it a hole. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Nyholt. Ahead to Joelman, and Joelman will leave it for Matt Veld here. Nick DeVries just passed half court. 3:48 to go, first quarter. Unity with a 6-2 lead. Veld here. Over to DeVries. There's a shot on the way by Veld here. No good, and he was fouled. That's going to go on Pohl, his first. Tilden's going to come back in the ballgame for the Chicks. Matt Veld here, a 5'11 junior. He's got a white headband around his head. First free throw. Good. Trent Vector returns to the ball game for Nick DeVries for Unity. Kylan Barton will come in for Ritzma for East. 7-2 Unity, 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Crusaders are 3-3 from the line so far. One more for Veld here, and I jinxed him. Rebound Hart. 7-2, Chicks down 5. With it in the front court is Tilden, leaves it outside for Muson. Corey puts it on the floor, gives up his dribble now. Needs to pass off to Gebin. Zach Gebin on the dribble. Gavin tries to drive on Joel. One stops at the free throw line. Over to Hart. Now Barton, right side. He'll put up a three. It's good! Kylan Barton with a triple from the right wing. 7-5. Chicks within a deuce. Vector with it in the front court for Unity. His older brother Travis was the MIAA men's soccer MVP at Calvin College last fall. Back outside is Veld here. Here's a three on the way off the back of the iron. No. Long rebound, battle for, and Vector gets it back, loses it out of bounds, and it's going to stay Unity basketball. It went off Josh Hart last. Bell here slaps the basketball, gets it into Vector. Vector over the top to Joelman. Joelman's pass is tipped away, and Burton's got a steal. Burton, long pass ahead to Tilden, right to the hole, and he's fouled. Good job by the Chicks to push it up after the turnover, and a nice feed from Kylan Barton led to the opportunity for Tilden, and he got fouled. Foul on Vector, his first. Ike Tilden will shoot two, the 6'2 junior. He started as a sophomore last year. First free throw on the way, good. Adam Ossing, a 6'3 junior, comes in for Hart for the Chicks. 2:49 to go first quarter, and Tilden can tie it with this free throw. Shooting toward the chicken coop. Tilden eyes the rim, fires, got it. And Ben Brinks, a 6'7 senior, will check in for Unity. We are tied at 7, so the Chicks struggled a little bit offensively early, but they have scored the last 5 points to tie things up. Pressure put on in the backcourt by the Chicks. Vector being met by Gavin in the backcourt. Vector works it across the timeline. Over to Veldheer. Veldheer to Joelman. Back outside Vector. 15-footer left side. Got it! Trent Vector with the basket. His first of the ball game. 9-7 Unity. 2:28 to play first quarter. Now it looks like Unity, for a moment, looked like they were going to zone, but now they're back in a man. Tilden has the top of the circle for the Chicks, tries to penetrate outside to Mewson. Mewson over to Barton, Kylan right side, three ball, no good, and Brinks with the rebound, and he got fouled. That's going to be on Mewson, that's Corey's first. 14 fouls on the Chicks, two on Unity. Again, the Chicks press, and they pull it back a little bit, although Gavin will go one-on-one against Vector. Vector across the timeline. We'll leave it outside for Veldheer. Matt Veldheer to Austin Beikirk. Wilkes has it right in the lane against Barton. Can't get the shot off. Loses the basketball. Wilkes gets it back, though. Wilkes, cross-court feed to Vector. Vector puts a move on. Drives left side. Back outside. Veldheer for three. No good off the back. Rebound underneath. Nihil put back. No. Put back by Brinks is good. And that's where the size of Unity Christian. They've got the edge over Zeeland East there, and that paid off that time with the second and third opportunities. 11-7 Unity, 1:30 to go, first quarter. Barton with it, left of the lane. Over to Mewson, top of the circle. Tilden, right side. Here's an entry pass down low to Ossink, and we get a whistle underneath. That's going to be on Bell here. That's Matt's first. Dakota Bandigooch, a 6-foot senior, checks in for the Crusaders. Bell here will have a seat. Ritzma gets ready to check in for East. Ritzma in for Mewson. East to have it underneath its own basket. Barton to trigger. Gets it into Tilden for a 15-footer right side. No good. Weak side rebound comes to Wilkes. Here comes the Crusaders. Wilkes into the front court. The 6'5 senior. Outside Vector. Trent tries to penetrate. Goes underneath, outside to Wilkes. Wilkes can't get the shot off against Barton. Underneath to Brinks. Here's Wilkes for a three, no good. And the rebound being chased down in the backcourt, and Vector retrieves it. So Unity will reset under a minute to go in the quarter. Vector in the front court. Over to Brinks, top of the circle. To Bandigooch on the right side. Barton is on him, down to 40 seconds. Brinks now on the baseline, back outside to Vector. Vector right foul line center, puts a move on, drives the hole. Shot no good. Wilkes put back is good. So Michael Wilkes' his first basket to go along with a couple of free throws. 13-7. Unity has scored six straight. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Kevin has it top of the circle. Pass over the top to Osick. Osick underneath. Goes up, and he draws the foul. Nice over-the-top feed that time by Kevin to Osick. And Osick, in a crowd, caused the foul. That'll be on Vandegooch, his first. So Adam Osick, with a full beard at the foul line. First free throw, good. That ends Unity's six-point run, 13-8, 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Osick's second, also good. Bykirk returns to the ball game for Joelman for Unity. And Devin Butler gets off of Coach Mickey Cochran's bench. He'll come in for Ritzma with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Chicks will press, a man press, inbounds comes to Wilkes. Michael Wilkes walks it slowly up down to 12 seconds. We may see him take the last shot of the quarter. Wilkes against Barton, down to 7, down to 6. Gives it up to Bykirk. Bykirk in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It stays Unity ball with 2 seconds left. Unity to inbound on the baseline. Vector looks for someone to pop open in the corner to Wilkes. Wilkes will try a three. No good at the buzzer. 1 quarter in the books here at Zeeland East. It is Unity Christian 13 and Zeeland East 9. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Unity with the basketball to start the second quarter, working right to left. Back in the ball game for the Crusaders is Nick DeVries. He's got the basketball against Noah Pohl. Back outside to Wilkes. Wilkes being guarded by Ritzma. Nice feed down low to Joelman. Turn around in the lane. Good. Alec Joelman, 3 for 3 from the field in the early going. He has 6. 15-9 Unity. Just underway second quarter here at East. Noah Pohl has a top of the circle against Joelman. Tries to penetrate. Goes down the lane, has a shot blocked by Wilkes, reversed by Pohl again, no good, Joelman clears it. Here comes DeVries with it. DeVries into the front court, will go down the lane, right side, puts it up, it's too strong, and the ball goes out of bounds, it'll be Zeeland East basketball, and we got a foul. That's going to be on Alec Joelman, his first. 5 team fouls on Unity, 4 on East, 7:18 to go, first half. 15-9 Crusaders in the lead. They've led all the way. It was tied once at 7. Pohl over to Devin Butler, left side. Butler being guarded by Vandegooch. And we're going to get a hand check foul on Vandegooch on the outside. That'll be his second foul. East will inbound under its own basket. Ritzma slaps the basketball. We'll have to send it outside. And the ball knocked away from Pohl. It's loose. Pohl retrieves it, though. Over to Barton. Barton tries. Baseline puts up an 8-footer. No good. Rebound. Battle for. And Wilkes comes away with it for the Crusaders. Michael Wilkes into the front court. Picked up by Ritzma. Wilkes. Bounce pass. Stolen away by Ritzma. Here comes men the other way. Ritzma one-on-one. Driving to the basket. Lays it up. He missed it. Put back by Pohl is good, though. That was Pohl filling the lane. He got the rebound after the missed shot by Ritzma, and he put it in. Chicks was in 4, 15-11, 6:30 to go in the first half. And we're going to get a foul on Joelman. Joelman was using his elbow to clear space at the free throw line. He elbowed Kylan Barton out of the way. And Joelman gave the who me look, but he clearly cleared out his man. In for Unity is Ben Tuberghen, a 6-foot senior. Here's a shot from the corner from Ritzma for 3, no good. Rebound Bykirk, and Bykirk mixing it up with Hart. DeVries has it in the front court to Wilkes. Wilkes slashes the lane, puts the shot up. It's good. Nobody cut Wilkes off that time. You can't let him do that. And Mickey Cochran saw that, and he says, I want a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. It is Unity 17, Zeeland East 11 with 6:05 to go in the first half. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. That's Jackie's Place Restaurant, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Other games going on around our area tonight. Holland Christian at Grand Rapids South Christian. Now right next door to here at Zeeland East. Zeeland West is home against Reese Puffer. Holland was to play Northview tonight on the road, but I understand that game has been postponed until tomorrow because of the foggy weather conditions. Wayland is at Hamilton tonight. Jenison at Hudsonville. That ought to be a good ball game. And Muskegon is at Grand Haven. Chicks with the basketball out of the timeout. Noah Pohl will bring it up. Paul over to Ritzma in the front court. Ritzma back outside to Butler. To Paul. Paul looks for a cutter. Pass in the corner to Ritzma. Ben puts a move on. Sees an opening. Drives to the hole. Puts it up and in! There was a gap on the right side of that Unity defense, and Ben Ritzma exploited it, and he's got his first basket of the ball game. Chicks within four. 17-13. 5:38 to play in the half. In the front court, DeVries for Unity. Gets a screen from Bykirk. Here's a pass down low to Jolman. Jolman in the hall, puts it up and in. Nice feed from Bykirk. Alec Jolman has been unstoppable so far. He's got 8 points. 19-13 Unity. Couple of subs way at the scorer's table for Coach Cochran. Paul puts a crossover move. Nice defense by DeVries. Paul maintains his dribble. Outside to Butler. Devin Butler on the left side now to Ritzma. Ben Ritzma dribbling. Over to Paul. Noah on the dribble way outside on the left. He'll launch a three. It's short. Long rebound is chased down by Tubergen. Here's DeVries down the lane. Dishes off to Bykirk, and he loses the basketball to Hart. Paul with it for the Chicks. Ahead to Kylan Barton. Barton will go down the lane. Running eight-footer. No good. Jolman with a rebound for Unity. Back we go the other way. Into the front court, DeVries. Over to Tubergen. Tubergen cut off on the baseline. Sends it back outside to Bykirk. And Wilkes is called for traveling as he tried to put the ball on the deck. He shuffled his feet beforehand. Tilden returns for Zeeland East and making his first appearance tonight, Jake Newhouse, a 6'2" senior. And Gavin will also come in for East. Vector back in along with Ben Brinks. And looks like Nyholt is also back in for Unity. Now, Scott Sosa, with five guys taller than 6'5", can mix and match guys along the baseline. We got a foul in the front court. That will be on Brinks, his first, and that puts Unity over the limit. Josh Hart will shoot a 1-1 for the Chicks. 4:20 to go in the first half. Hart's first free throw, good. That's Josh's third point in the ball game. Six different players have scored for East so far in the early going. Hart eyes the rim for a second one. On its way. Good. The Chicks are 6-for-6 from the line so far. 19-15. Unity Christian in the lead. Wilkes with it in the backcourt. Works it across against Tilden. Wilkes over to Brinks. Brinks 12-footer. No good. Rebound. Battle for. And East comes away with it. It's Gavin. Here comes Pohl with it. Over to Gavin, left side. Dak puts it on the deck against Nyholt. Drives to the hole. Shot blocked underneath. Yeah, Gavin drove right into a bunch of trees there and had his shot blocked. Back we go the other way. Here's DeVries with it. DeVries right side. Looks low. Sends it back outside to Brinks. Brinks pass over the top. Tipped away by Pohl out of bounds. They wanted Nyholt underneath. There was a guy fronting him. Pohl came from behind and knocked the ball away from Nyholt as he was going for the basketball. Wilkes gets the pass on the screen, drives left side, can't get the shot away, cross-court feed to Vector. Trent Vector with it, stopped at the free throw line. And two Unity guys go down. Nyholt and Briggs got mixed up with each other, and they both went down, and the ball and the pass went out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to the Chicks. 3:25 to go, first half. Chicks hanging around. They're only down by four, and Tillman's called for traveling in the front court. And Ike shuffled his feet before he put the ball on the floor. Jolman will come back in for Unity. And Nyholt will have a seat. Also in is Matt Veldier. And Wilkes will sit down. Wilkes has been fairly quiet so far, although he does have a couple of baskets and a couple of free throws. In the front court, DeVries. DeVries will drive the right side over to Veldier. Veldier back outside DeVries. To Veldier. Veldier puts it on the floor, dribbling right to left around the perimeter. Now gives up his dribble. Outside Vector. Vector had the ball tapped away from behind by Gavin and stolen by Hart. Good defense by East. Here's Gavin in the front court. Over to Hart. Josh drives the lane. Puts up a wild shot. No good. I mean, that wasn't even close. Brinks with a rebound. Here comes Unity. Pass into the front court. Down low to Jolman. Jolman left of the lane. Works down low on Tilden. And he just overpowered him. An 8-foot turnaround. 10 for Alec Jolman in the first half. Unity 21. Zealand East 15. 2:33 to play in the half. Paul with it in the front court at the top of the circle. And looks like a 2-3 zone for Unity. Paul with it right side. He'll launch a three. It's no good off the front. And skying for the rebound is Brinks. He'll hand it off to DeVries. Nick DeVries will work it across the timeline. Unity with the ball up by six. Outside is Vector. Now to DeVries. Or rather, Veldier. Veldier nearly traveled with it because he almost fell down. Vector. Over to Veldier. Veldier across court feed to DeVries. Nick for a three. No good. Jolman with the offensive board. Jolman works on Hart, drives to the basket. Shot blocked and cleared by Gavin. Long pass ahead. He's got Gavin on a breakaway. Gavin drives right side. The shot is blocked from behind, but we're going to get a Unity foul. And much to the chagrin of Scott Stoltzma. Ben Brinks came from behind. That was awfully close to a clean block, but the official said he got a piece of the wrist of Zach Gavin. So Zach will shoot two at the line. Gavin's first free throw, no good. That's the first miss tonight for the Chicks. Ritzma, Osick, and Barton come in for East. Newhouse will sit down along with Hart. One more for Zach Gavin. And Gavin splits the pair. 21-16, Unity Christian, 1:45 to play first half. DeVries comes to work for Unity, works against Gavin. DeVries still maintains his dribble, leaves it way outside for Trent Vector. Vector works between the circles. Now over to DeVries. DeVries wants Jolman. Jolman's had a big first half. Veldier has it. Now to Vector. Vector stopped at the free throw line by Gavin. Outside is Veldier. Veldier tries to penetrate, puts up a 10-footer. It counts, and he drew the foul. Nice move on the baseline by Matt Veldier, and Pat Stegman rang up the foul on Zach Gavin. Three-point play opportunity for Veldier. Wilkes returns to the ball game for the Crusaders. Veldier can make it an 8-point Unity lead with this free throw. He does. 24-16 Crusaders, and Nyholt returns. Jolman will sit. And Noah Pohl will check back in for East. 1:20 to go in the first half. Noah Pohl brings it up against Trent Vector. Pohl puts a nice move on Vector, but his shot is blocked by Brinks. Outside. Here we come the other way. Here's Wilkes with it. Wilkes stops left of the circle. Outside to Vector. Trent Vector on the dribble, left side. Can't shake his man. Back outside Veldier. Under a minute to go in the half. Veldier outside to Brinks. Brinks about 25 feet away from the basket. Top of the circle to Nyholt. Here's a shot on the way by Veldier. 17 feet away. No good. Vector with the putback is good from 8 feet away inside the lane. Trent Vector. And Unity has its biggest lead of the ball game. 26-16. 35 seconds to go in the half. Retzma way outside for East. Back outside to Tilden. Tilden tries to put a move on, drives to the basket, loses his footing, and the ball goes out of bounds. And I think Soltzman wants a traveling call. There was contact. They could have called a foul. They could have called traveling, and they ended up calling nothing. So East will maintain possession with 25 seconds to go in the half. Ritzman a trigger. Ritzma having trouble finding someone. Finally gets it way outside the pole. And Noah is just going to walk back out toward the center circle on the dribble down to 20 seconds. Pohl gets a screen from Osick, and Osick's going to get called for a moving screen. He tried to set a pick for Pohl, and he moved his hip and hip-checked Vector. That's an offensive foul, and Unity will get it with 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Vandegoots will come in. Zach Gebbin will come in for East. So Unity's got a chance to play for the last shot of the half. Vector will bring it up. Down to 11, down to 10. Vector, top of the circle, drives down the lane, kicks it out to Vandegoots, down to 7. Outside is Veld here. Veld here loses the ball to Barton. Barton, can he beat the clock? Over to Ritzma, 2 seconds. One, Ritzma to the hole, missed the layup at the buzzer. Well, the Chicks had an opportunity, but Ritzma could not finish at the basket as the buzzer sounded to close out the first half. And at the end of the first half here at Zeeland East, it is the Crusaders of Unity Christian 26 and the Zeeland East Chicks 16. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Time for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. 26-16, Unity Christian leads Zeeland East. The Crusaders have led it all the way. It was tied at 7-7 late in the first quarter before Unity went on a 6-point run to take the lead, and they have stretched out the lead ever since. Taking a look at the scoring so far for Unity, Alec Jolman, the 6'5 senior center, leads the way with 10 points, and the Chicks have really had a difficult time contending with Jolman in the paint area, and they really do not have anybody to match up with him down low. Michael Wilson, we told you at the top of the broadcast, has been the prolific scorer, coming in averaging 22 a ball game. He has a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws for 6 points. 4 points for Trent Vector on a couple of baskets. Matt Veld here has a basket and a couple of free throws for 4 points. And Ben Brinks has one basket for 2 points, adding up to 26 for the Crusaders. For Zeeland East, 7 different players have scored. Josh Hart leads the way. He has 4 points on a couple of baskets. Kylan Barton has a 3-point basket for 3. Ben Ritzma has a basket for 2. Noah Pohl has a basket for 2. Ike Tillen, a pair of free throws for 2. Adam Osick, a pair of free throws for 2 points. And Zach Gebbin, 1 of 2 from the line. He has a single point. Zeeland East, 7 of 8 from the line in the first half, but only 4 field goals offensively for Zeeland East. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's ball game between Zeeland East and Unity Christian. But first, we do our usual halftime feature on our high school sports broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 26-16 Unity at the half. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
New Year's Potpourri. I'm John Johnson, and we'll cover a little bit of everything next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The holiday season was filled with all kinds of activities tied to our high school sports world, dominated by Michigan State's football victory at the Rose Bowl, where walk-on senior Kyler Ellsworth of Goodrich stepped into the starting lineup and was the defensive player of the game. Ellsworth was a 3-sport star for the Martians and a 2-time Division III wrestling champion at 189 pounds, posting a 135-1 record over his junior and senior years. We've got his title match from the MHSAA Individual D3 Finals posted on the second half page of the MHSAA website if you'd like to take a look. You can also visit the second half to look at some video put together by several schools in the MHSAA School Broadcast Program about their field trip to the MHSAA Football Finals in November. Nearly 80 youngsters from about a dozen schools took part over the 2 days, all of them getting a behind-the-scenes look at television production, spending time on board the Game Creek Video FX facilities that will be used to broadcast the Super Bowl in a few weeks. We had a rule in our house when our kids were growing up that you had to have an activity. It didn't have to be sports. Our son enjoyed distance running and had a great experience in cross-country and track. Our daughter somehow caught her dad's passion for electronic media, and her after-school activity was television production, where she actually won awards for her football directing. And so when I saw these kids from places like Cedar Springs and Davison and Montrose and Hillman, among others, appreciating the opportunity they had at Ford Field a month ago, it reminded me again that there are many, many activities that involve kids in our schools that really get them engaged and benefit them. Speaking of things that benefit kids, or better yet, don't benefit kids, I thought I would escape the Christmas season without having to face the video pollution of these so-called high school all-star football games. No such luck. One of those recruiting fests was on every TV monitor of a restaurant I sat down in last weekend. I still think these games do absolutely nothing to benefit the kids, who are exploited at every turn by sponsors, sporting goods manufacturers, recruiting media slime, and the like. They scare the daylights out of their future college coaches over injury possibilities, and I laugh at those who say kids need these opportunities to get college scholarships. Hey, guess what? They're already all announcing where they're going during the telecast of these events if they haven't declared already. The odds of being selected to one of these games to begin with are less than they are of making the jump from high school to college football in general, and even less than making the jump from college to professional football. So don't tell me these games benefit kids. And finally, I remember seeing on Facebook one night a post that said, "Click like if you thought the Star Spangled Banner should still be played before sporting events." And it appeared that the response was overwhelmingly in favor. Now if we could just remind some people about the proper way to act during the playing of our national anthem. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to Zeeland East High School as we get ready for the second half of tonight's game between the Zeeland East Chicks and the Unity Christian Crusaders. Chicks have the basketball to start the second half, working right to left. They are down by 10, 26-16. Kylan Burt with it on the left side, works the baseline, puts up an 8-foot fadeaway, no good. Rebound battle for, and Alex Jolman has the rebound for Unity Christian. It's the same starting five for both teams to start the second half. Michael Wilkes has it in the front court for Unity. Over to Austin Beikirk, and Beikirk gets a 10-foot jumper from the left side. That's his first basket of the ball game. And Unity extends the lead at their largest of the contest, 28-16, 7:25 to go in the third. Here's a steal by Beikirk on the pass. And Unity playing strong defense here. Wilkes gives it up to Trent Vector. Pass down low to Jolman. Jolman turn around, no good. Tip, no good. Jolman put back is good. And Mickey Cochran wants a timeout right away. He is not liking the start of the second half. 30-16, Unity in the lead, and it's going to be another 30-second timeout. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. Jackie's Place, 17th at the South Shore Y. Let's take a 30, Lindsay Michaels. 30-16, Unity. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC. Out of that timeout, Ike Tilden with a 15-footer from the left side. It hit the side of the rim, hopped up in the air, and it dropped in through the net. That's Tilden's fourth point of the ball game. 30-18, Chicks down by a dozen. Wilkes with it front court for the Crusaders. Here's a nice entry feed down to Jolman, and Jolman lost the basketball. DeVries had a nice pass inside, and Jolman, I think, decided he wanted to make a move toward the basket before he had possession of the basketball. You know, kind of like that receiver who starts to run it before he has the football. Chicks with the basketball in the front court. Pole. Nice bounce pass to the cutter. Newhouse, but he loses the basketball to Biker. Back come the Crusaders. Trent Vector into the front court for Unity. Gets a high screen from Biker. Biker at the top of the circle. Will go down the lane. An 8-foot runner. It's good. So Austin Biker now with four. Unity Christian 32, Zeeland East 18, 6:10 to play, third quarter. Chicks have been struggling offensively like they have most of the season. Here's Tilden left side for a three off the back of the iron. Long rebound comes outside to Seth Nyberg, who just checked into the ball game. Back we go the other way. Biker has a steal. Biker over to Wilkes at the top of the circle, not a Vector. Trent will try a three left side, no good. And we got contact, and Dolman's going to get called for a foul. He sent Jake Newhouse flying. That's three fouls on Alec Joma, who is the game's high scorer with 12 points. 5:45 to go in the third. Chicks with the ball, but they've got some work to do. Tilden has the top of the circle against Jolman. Can't shake him. Over to Noah Pohl, right side. Pohl looks down low for Hart. Gets it to Josh. Josh, right of the lane, forces up a 5-footer. It's short. The rebound knocked away and finally controlled by Wilkes. Back comes Unity. Wilkes over to Vector, down low to Jolman. Jolman jumper right of the lane, no good. Rebound to Tilden. Here comes Ike Tilden the other way. Tilden down the lane, left-handed scoop shot, it's good! Ike Tilden got the rebound and took it coast to coast. He has six. Long pass in the front court over to Wilkes. 32-20, Unity. Vector to Biker. Biker left of the lane. Now to Wilkes. Wilkes spins, steps back, 15-footer swish. Oh, that was pretty. Stepped inside, then stepped outside, and he dropped it in there. And Michael Wilkes has eight. 34-20, Unity. 4:48 to go in the third. Hart with it left side. On the dribble. Gives up his dribble now. Outside to Jake Newhouse. Newhouse between the circles. Over to Pohl. Unity's gone man-to-man most of the ball game. Seth Nyberg has it right corner. Airmails it over to Tilden. Tilden has it taken away. Nick DeVries with the steal. DeVries into the front court. Gives it up to Wilkes in the corner. Can't pull the trigger against Nyberg. Back outside to DeVries. Now Biker for a three from the top. No good. And the rebound to Nyberg. Here's a long pass in the front court to Tilden. Ike drives left side to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good. Newhouse with the offensive board. Back outside to Pohl. No one will step into a three. It barely grazed the rim. And the rebound to DeVries. Midway through the third quarter, Unity with the basketball. They lead 34-20. Wholesale subs way at the scorer's table. DeVries gets a screen from Biker. The Chicks switch on defense. Biker has the top of the circle. Not a Vector. Vector steps just inside the three-point circle. Can't pull the trigger on the shot. Back outside DeVries. DeVries over to Vector. Down low to Jolman. Jolman's got a clear path to the basket. They were fronting Jolman down low. Nice pass over the top, and Jolman had an easy two. And Mickey Cochran will take time. This is going to be a 60. 3:35 to go in the third. Unity 36, Zeeland East 20. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, WHTC.com. .3:30 to go in the third. Unity Christian leading at 36-20. Zeeland East with the basketball. Zach Gibbon with it in the corner. As Mickey Cochran has gone back to his bench. Osink is in the ball game right now. Here's a pass, entry pass down low for Osink. The ball tipped away and hits the guy wire above the basket. We're going to get a Unity Christian foul. That's on Trent Vector, the junior guard. East will trigger. Two team fouls so far in Unity. No fouls yet in the second half against East. Inbounds comes to Kylan Barton. Kylan puts it on the floor. His shot blocked by Vector. Here comes Unity 2-on-1. Vector driving the right side toward the basket. To the hole. Loses control of the basketball. And Pohl's going to get called for a foul. Noah doesn't like the call. The official said he came down on the wrist. So Trent Vector will shoot two at the line. He's a junior guard. Unity had a very good guard last year in Timmer, but he did not go out for basketball this year. He signed a national letter of intent to play soccer at Butler University, a D1 in Indianapolis, and the coach there told him, stay off the basketball court this year. Vector splits the pair. 37-20 Unity, 3 minutes to go in the third. Gavin airmails a pass over to Ritzma left side, not a pole. Paul just holds the basketball, now puts it on the deck against Wilkes. They swing, the chick swinging around the perimeter. Barton has it in the right corner. Now Kylan will come outside. Richmond has it at the top. Now to Yevon. Down low to Asa again. And Asa can't handle the pass. Gets it back, though. Back outside. A three on the way by Yevon. No good. Off the front of the iron and the rebound to Beldeer. Wilkes with it in the front court for the Crusaders. 2:34 to go in the third. Becker between the circles. Gets a screen from Nyholt, who just checked in the ball game for Coach Stoltzma. Here's a jumper, left side, 15 feet away, and Matt Bell here must be a really good geometry because he banked that one at a nice angle. Studied his angles well there. 39-20 Unity. Here comes Pohl the other way for East. Kicks in the corner to Gevon. He's open for three, no good, and Bell here has the rebound. Chicks are cold. Wilkes. Ahead to Bikert. Bikert drives the right side. He puts it up and in. Austin Bikert now with six. And Unity's rolling now. 41-20. Paul over to Gevon. Gevon dribbling left to right around the perimeter. Over to Ritzma. Ben Ritzma on the dribble. Gets rid of it to Barton at the top of the circle. Kylan fakes the three. Now steps inside. Outside Gevon. Now in the corner to Paul. Paul tries to penetrate. And we got bodies flying everywhere. We got a foul. And Raleigh Madison whistles Austin Bikirk on the personal, his first. Josh Hart will check in for East. And looks like Tubergen's going to be going to return for Unity. And also Ben Brinks comes in as well for the Crusaders. Wait a minute, I guess Brinks isn't going to go in. Well, now he does go back in. He'll come in for Wilkes. 1:36 to go in the third, and Unity in control right now. They lead it 41-20. Long inbounds comes out to Zach Gevon. Gevon on the right side. Brinks is on him. Left side. Ritzma for a three, and he nailed it. Ben Ritzma, his second basket. He's got five. 41-23 Unity. 1:20 to go in the third. Veld here gets rid of it to Brinks in the front court. Back outside to Vector, and Vector just holds the basketball. Now puts it on the floor. Vector puts a move on. Comes to the baseline. Back outside to Veld here. Veldier's pass tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay Unity basketball. Dan Pohanka checks in for the first time for East, a 5'9 junior. He's in for Gevon. Pohanka, of course, was the quarterback for the East football team last fall. Pohanka. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it's good by Ben Tubergen. And the Unity fans love it. 44-23 Crusaders, 53 seconds to go in the third. Hole with it, left side for the Chicks. Outside to Risma. He'll try another three. This one's no good. Long rebound. Bohanka taps it out and controlled by Pohl. Pohl underneath Hart, and a Hart with a nice reverse layup. Josh Hart with six. 44-25, down to 30 seconds to go. Vector brings it up against Pohanka, and Scott Sosma is going to take a timeout here for Unity. It's going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. 30 seconds to go in the third. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. Got a lot of sports action for you this weekend on our family of stations. We will have all four NFL playoff games starting with a doubleheader at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But along with another doubleheader on Sunday at 12:30. Meanwhile, on our sister station, 92.7 The Man, tomorrow it is the 186th renewal of the rivalry. Hope College, Calvin College from Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids. Join Brian Weatherby and Adam Prince for the call beginning at 2:40 tomorrow on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Unity to inbound it. Trent Vector has it near half court, down to 25 seconds, and Unity looks like they're going to play for one. Vector on the dribble, leaves it outside for Nick DeVries. Ike Tilden closes in on DeVries. We're under 15 seconds now. Vector has it now, down to 10. Bohanka is on him. Vector on the left side, now Quentin Drake's down the lane. A little finger roll off the front of the rim, no good. And we're going to get a Unity foul. That's going to be on Bell here. With 4.6 seconds left. So East will get an opportunity here for one more shot. Pressure put on by Unity. Long inbounds comes to Hart. Back to Musin uses long pass, comes to Tilden, and Tilden got knocked hard to the deck that time by Brinks, right as the buzzer sounded, and Brinks is in some degree of discomfort. He hit the floor hard with his front. It's a non-shooting foul, so we're not going to have any free throws. Tilden is up on his feet. He's in a little bit of pain, but he's okay. End of the third quarter here at Zeeland East. It is Unity 44, Zeeland East 25. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Zeeland. Here's a pass underneath to Michael Wilkes, and he puts it in. Nice feed that time by Ben Van Tubergen. And Wilkes is in double figures with 10. 46-25 Unity. Christian Crusaders firmly in control here. Chicks with it in the front court, working right to left. Pohanka in the right corner. He'll launch a three. No good. It's off the front of the iron. Brinks had the rebound. Could not hang on to it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay East basketball. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be Tuesday night, and it'll be the OK Green Conference opener between Holland Christian and Zeeland West at the home of the Ducks. Our broadcast coverage begins at 6:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Pohanka with it, right foul line extended. Can't pull the trigger on the three. Puts it on the floor, leaves it outside for Corey Musin. Musin to Ike Tilden. Tilden spinning, kicks it off in the corner to Pohanka. Pohanka airmails it across to Musin, back outside Ritzma. Ritzma down the lane, pass intended for Hart, but tipped away out of bounds by DeVries, out of bounds. Unity very active on the defensive end. 7:05 to play. Ritzma gets the inbounds into Hart. Outside to Pohanka, back outside to Ritzma. Ben will go along the baseline, kicks it in the corner to Tilden. Tilden drives inside, puts up an 8-footer, no good. And the rebound to Tubergen. Bell here in the front court with it for the Crusaders. Bell here working against Pohanka on the right side. Comes back outside. With it now on the left side is Nick DeVries. DeVries, the senior guard.